On 97.2 FM, DAB and online, this is today's best music mix for the Black Country.
It's just after 5 o'clock. I'm Steve Herman. A man in his 60s has died after being swept away by floodwater near Ludlow. It happened in the village of Bitterley at about 10:30 this morning. Free Radio reporter Sophie Calvert is there for us now and can tell us more about what happened. Sophie.
It was the brook that you can hear behind me that had overflowed with water. The man had been trying to walk up towards the village because he couldn't get through with his car. It was then that the water swept him down under a bridge and he was trapped. Sean Baker from the Shropshire Fire Service was here after it happened. He's been speaking to me.
The brook couldn't be seen. The floodwater actually covered quite a great amount of the field, so he was unable to tell where the brook was. The road that we're standing on now, this was all flooded. So we think, unfortunately, the gentleman has got out of his car because the floodwater was too deep and attempted to walk to where he was going.
Right, so what's happening now, Sophie?
The water's all gone from the roads now. The brook is still moving very fast, but the only way you could tell what went on earlier is by flattened grass and puddles. Some people who live in the village have told me it's only happened 3 times in the last 40 years. I've also been told that the man was from Bitterley.
Sophie Calvert reporting there for Free Radio. Well, the flash flooding's been causing all sorts of problems all day around here. Free Radio's Aaron B has more details.
Well, around 10 o'clock, the skies went dark and some parts of our region had 6 months' worth of rain for June in 1 hour. Away from Ludlow, the worst affected part of Shropshire seemed to be on the road between Bridge North and Wolverhampton. A man in his 80s was rescued from his car at Warfield after getting stranded. In the Black Country, £100,000 worth of damage has been done to some flats for elderly people on Woodfield Heights in Tetnall. Mary Haynes lives there.
It comes through the gate like a cascade, runs down here and across those gardens. Eventually, the water was getting higher and higher. It eventually was nearly to the top of the wall, and the wall just collapsed completely.
Well, also, water had to be pumped out of the basement of the maternity unit at New Cross Hospital, and several schools shut for the day. Matt Keats is the assistant head at Aldersley High.
Yeah, it was almost like it turned to night. It was really dark, and the rain was just pouring down. And it just started coming in the roof, and it started coming in the floor. It was terrible, really. Yeah, 6 inches of water.
In terms of what's happening now, stick with Free Radio, and we'll keep you up to date with all the latest travel.
Aaron B with that report. Well, don't forget, for more on the floods, including pictures, you can check out the website freeradio.co.uk.
Sports
with wewantanycar.com.
Sell your car now for the best deal.
Andy Murray's playing Ivo Karlovic in the second round at Wimbledon. He leads 2-1 Murray at the moment. British number 2, James Ward's also in action. He's level at 1-1 against the American Mardy Fish. Another Brit, Anki Othavong, is out, though, after losing to Sara Errani. In football, David Beckham says he hasn't made the Team GB squad for the Olympics. Wolves defender Stephen Moyakolo says he wants to fight for his place once he recovers from a knee injury in September. And in Speedway, Wolves go to Swindon in the Elite League tonight.
Black Country's most accurate travel with Hales Owen Motorhouse, the home of new and used Vauxhall and Chevrolet. If you're on the trains tonight, services between Raleigh Regis and Stourbridge Junction are being delayed by up to 45 minutes because of some flooding on the line. If you're on the A454 just outside of Bridge North, the road is being closed all day because of flooding. It's closed by Swancoats, and it's going to remain closed until tomorrow now, we're just hearing. If you're outside of Wolverhampton on the Compton Road, the A454, there's been some sort of burst water main which has lifted the road outside the grammar school. Wamben Ounsdale Road is still closed off at the Canal Bridge because of a burst water main from earlier this week. The M6 is busy northbound at the moment as you head from Junction 8 up towards Junction 10. The M54 eastbound from Junction 1 onto the M6 has got one lane closed off due to flooding, and on the M42 southbound at Junction 4 there's a broken down vehicle. Free Radio Travel, I'm Travel Tom. Call me with any updates on Wolverhampton 461 246.
Weather
with Inchcape Volkswagen Telford, with servicing from only £129.
Well, any showers still around in the Black Country should hopefully clear later, leaving it dry overnight with a low of 14. Tomorrow will be bright but with some rain again and a high of 19. Right now in Blackheath it's around 20 degrees.